Blog Talk Radio.
Just make it the cry of your heart.
Christ, who is the head of my life, to my wife,
Bobby Smith, to my pastors, Temple and Letitia Spencer, to the pastors, to the ministers, to the evangelists, prophets, deacons, mothers, to the youth, intercessors, to the men, ADM frontline, members, family, and friends, good morning. Good morning to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, and Germany. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Puerto Rico, good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Oregon. Good morning, good morning, and good morning. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry, and delivered us from out of the muck and the miry clay. Oh, bless his name this morning. Oh, bless his name this morning. The Lord God, the Lord Jehovah, deserve every praise, deserve every thanks. You see, it was him that woke us up this morning, started us on our way, gave us the activity of all of our limbs. Nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. As we look around, everything is fitly and jointly into place on today. So we thank God that he touched us with his finger of love. He touched us with his finger. Oh, glory be to God, to wake us up, to start us in a new day's journey, to give us life, to give us health, to give us strength. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the new day, for the new time, for the new hour, to give your name the praise, to give your name the honor, to give your name the glory, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for allowing us to be here on today. We know you didn't have to do it, but because of your love for each and every one of us, oh, glory be to God. God, you did it because you made us for your purpose on today. And we say thank you, and we love you, and we praise you, Father God, in heaven. We thank you. We thank you. Amen. As we go into prayer, amen. Let us go with our mind on Jesus this morning. You see, it was him that gave up his life for each and every one of us. Father God, we just come to you in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you allowed us to be here. And we thank you, Lord God, because you're not a man that you will lie. Oh, glory be to God. Or the Son of Man, Lord God, that you should deny yourself from us. But Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you come right now in the midst. Lord God, touch us. Touch us right now, internationally, nationally, oh God, locally, Lord God, in our homes, Lord God, on our way to work, wherever we are, whatever we are doing, Father God, come in the midst right now and touch everything during this corporate prayer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. First of all, Lord God, we pray, Father God, for our countries and our leaders, Lord God, that you touch their hearts. Give them the love of God and peace right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. Do it right now, Lord God. from the north, south, east, and the west in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord God, we pray for the people of this world, Lord God, from the north, south, east, and the west in the name of Jesus. Lord God, that you pour out your spirit. Lord God, that you pour out your salvation upon, Lord God, everyone, Lord God. Save, deliver, and set free on today in the name of Jesus. Lord God, come right now. Have your way, Father God. Lord God, this world is torn in the name of Jesus. Our young people, Father God, are killing one another in the name of Jesus. They're doing things, Lord God. Oh, God. Damnable things, Father God, that they should not be doing, oh God. But we know it's because of the enemy, Father God. So we pray right now against that enemy that's coming against our young people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We rebind him. We rebuke him right now. Oh, glory be to God. Father God, send him back to the pit of hell from where he comes, Father God, that he'll take his hands off of our young people. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Do it right now. Do it right now. Touch them right now. From the crown of their head to the sole of their very feet. In the name of Jesus. Do it right now. God sent a renewing of your Holy Spirit right now. Through our young people. Through the generation, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Babies being killed. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, glory. God, have your way right now in the name of Jesus. God, we can do nothing until you come, Lord God, and take full control of every circumstance and situation in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for marriages right now, husband and wives, oh God. God, they need unity, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in their relationship. In the name of Jesus. God, we pray. God, we pray for communication in the name of Jesus. God, do it right now. God, do it right now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. And God, come in the midst, Lord God. Come in the midst of our churches, oh God. Lord, the love. We pray back for the love to come back, Lord God. Oh, glory be to God. Jesus said, Lord God, that it's not the well that need a physician, but it's the sick, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, let that well of water, let that well of healing come back into the church, Father God, in the name of Jesus, in the people of God, to show love, oh, glory be to God, to show compassion. Oh, glory be to God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, God, we come right now. We come right now to pray for those, Lord God, that need their mind fixed, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, fix them right now. Glory be to God. God, you said that we do not have the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Oh, glory be to God. Come now, Lord God. Fix it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Touch, Lord God. Touch, Lord God. Each and every man, woman, and child on this earth, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, turn us around. Turn our hearts around. Turn our minds around. Turn our thought processes around. Oh, glory be to God, Lord God, that we will be in you, Lord God. That we will be in you. God, you told us to fix our minds, to be stayed in you, Lord God. God, do it right now. God, do it right now today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And God, we pray, Lord God, for those prostitutes, Lord God, out there on the streets, putting themselves in danger. Oh, glory be to God. God, turn their hearts right now. God, turn their minds right now. In the name of Jesus. God, we pray for those dope dealers right now. in the name of Jesus. I turn them. God, turn them right now. Take away that mindset of those drugs, Lord God. Jesus, and give them freedom in the name of Jesus. God, do it right now. God, do it right now. Satan, you are lying. Satan, you are a liar. And you are the father of lies. Because everything, every precept, every principle that the Lord God has promised us, we pray, it shall be done in the name of Jesus. It shall be done in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So right now, Father God, let your spirit flow. Let your spirit fall upon us, Lord God. From the north, the south, the east, and the west. Do it right now, Lord God. Do it, Lord God. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Father God, we know that you can do it. Lord God, in the United Kingdom, Father God, we know that we can do it. Lord God, in India and Germany, Australia and France, Norway, we know, Lord God, that you can do it in the United States of America. Father God, fix it. Fix it, Lord God. Fix it, Lord God. Whatever the circumstance, whatever the situation, whatever it is, oh God, as we bow now before your holy throne, Lord God, we surrender ourselves unto you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. That you fix it. That you stir up the atmosphere. Oh, glory be to God. Do it right now. Jesus, sift us. Sift us, Lord. Sift us right now. Take out everything, Lord, that's not like you. Take it out right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Remove it right now. Every thorn in our side that so easily beset us, oh God. Do it right now. And God, release your anointing power upon us, Lord Jesus. God, have your way on today in our life, in our family, in our jobs, in our business. Lord God, do it right now. Whatever we put our hands to do in you, Lord God, God, we ask that it prosper spiritually, naturally, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. God, have your way. God, have your way. God, have your way. God, have your way. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. God, have your way. And we give you praise. We give you honor and glory. In the name of the Father. In the name of the Son. And the blessed Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. Praise God. We're going to move on along. Praise God. And at this time, we're going to have our own minister, Tajaris Harris, come and break the bread of life. Minister to Harris.
Good morning. Good morning.
God bless you.
Good morning, Saints. Good morning, Saints. Good morning, ADL family. Good morning. international, national. I just want y'all to be encouraged. Even if you think that God's not listening, he's listening. And he has a word for you guys this morning. It's just something about the word when it brings life and it brings power and it brings unction to the enemy to let them know that everything is going to be all right. I'm coming from the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 11. And it says, therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just in fact as you are doing. So what that is saying right there, build your brothers and sisters up. Talk to them about Christ. Let them know that everything that may seem a little hard, go to God in prayer. Put your problems at the kneel of the throne of the Most High. See, sometimes when we try to figure things out, it prolongs the process. See, sometimes God wants you to go up a little higher, a little higher. Come up from out of the place. Come up out of those dark places, those crooked and dry places. Come into the land of the free. When he want, when God put a new thing into you, a new scripture, a new praise in you. Ain't nothing like that. Oh, hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. He said, come. He said, trust in the Lord. Come. Put all your problems on him. He said, encourage one another. Don't put each other down. Tell you, sometimes you can pick up the phone and say, hey, how you doing? What's your day like? You know, I just want to tell you the goodness of the Lord. See, sometimes just talking to people won't hurt. See, sometimes you got to love one another. Trust in one another. See, sometimes when you're going through some things and you think things don't seem like it's going to turn around. God's going to turn around. He uses us to encourage each other. Come on now. Come on. There's another scripture that says, be strong and take heart, all who hope in the Lord. That's in the book of Psalms 31:24. Take heed. He said, be strong, take heart, all you who hope in the Lord. Put your hope in the Lord. Don't put your hope in gossip. Don't put your hope in mess. Don't put your hope in people that don't have your best interest at heart. Be around people that are on fire for God. Be around people that got their eyes on the Lord. Be around people that's going to charge your spirit, charge your battery pack. You know that bunny that's on TV that say the bounty keep going and going. Keep putting yourself in the presence of God. Because once you put yourself in the presence of God, your situation can turn around. There is a shift to take place immediately because you have connected yourself to the body of Christ. He said, well, two or more are gathered in my name, I will be in the midst. So when you're going through something and you feel like you can't come up out of it, link yourself up. Just like you when you are on your cell phone and your phone get ready to die and you know that you got to hurry up and it's on 1%. What you do, you run to it and put your phone on the charger. Get yourself in a place where you can charge your battery up. Stop being around people who's going to drain your spirit. Get in a place where people is going to raise you up and bring you into a place, meaning get in a place of worship that the spirit, that is a new will, a new Holy Ghost, something that a song that's in your heart. So when you at work or when you at home and things seems like it's getting ready to put you down or have you frustrated or irritated, you can listen, you can go back and play that song that's in your spirit that you received on Sunday. You can still receive a new song every day, because if God put breath in your body, it's a new day. It's a new day. It's a new joyful day. He said, trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding, that we acknowledge him in all our ways. Don't acknowledge your problems. Acknowledge him. See him at the throne. See him at the throne. Sometimes you got to ask God, give me a fresh memory. Give me a fresh, be a mind regulator, a heart transplant. Just change me, Lord. Just change me. Shake me, Lord. Put me in a place where I can hear you. talk to you. I want to hear more from you. Send his angels to protect around me. Come on now, get yourself in a place where God can use you. Get yourself in, get new friends, get new people. Don't be around the same people that's going to poison your spirit with filth. See, sometimes you be wondering why you can't go places and go to certain things, because you'll be that crab that's in that bucket that's trying to come up out of the barrel. And sometimes people can be praying that is not on the level where you are at. See, sometimes God is trying to remove you from them dry, crooked places, from the places that he don't want you to be at. But our flesh always tell us, oh, go ahead and go and chill with them. Go ahead and go and kick it with. No, God wants you to get in a place where he can take you, where he can take the old out of you and put the new in you. Sometimes when you're going through things and things might seem a little out of disproportion, going haywire. No, that's God is troubling your waters, because he is trying to bring a new thing in you, a new garment, a new mind, a new heart, a new walk, a new talk. See, sometimes when you get to that place, what God is doing, you will know that he's changed you. Because why? You have people that's praying for you. You have people that's encouraging you. You have people that is pushing you. And that's what the Holy Ghost do. It comes in and push and change. It does not shake. It does not cause confliction. It does not cause confusion. It causes that your mind be fixed. It causes that your heart be fixed. I don't know about y'all, but I feel a new thing coming in. I don't know about y'all, but I feel a shifting that's getting ready to take place. Because God is getting ready to do a renewing of the body of Christ. I don't want to be at judgment day, and the Lord said, depart from me. Depart from me, because I didn't never plant a seed. I got a bad seed that's in my heart. How many of y'all got a bad seed that's in y'all heart that you want God to remove? Ask the Lord to remove those things that are not like him out of you. Or if you feel that you're weak and broken, get with somebody that can speak a word in you, that can encourage you, or give you a scripture that's going to bring you into the newness of yourself. He says sometimes we lack understanding because we don't trust him. See, we got to get in a place where we can trust him. See, when we trust him, trust me and believe me what I'm saying. Faith without works is dead, but guess what? Believe me. If you believe is an action thing that calls faith to move. When you believe in that mountain being moved, and that person come and speak and tell you, your mountain is going to move, that storm is going to move, everything that's around you going to move, because guess what? A change reaction took place, because the word cuts like a two-headed sword. It speaks life or it speaks death. Guess what? Let me tell you something. When you speak life, you're killing off the old scales. See, sometimes we got to have a mind. We got to have a mind after God. See, sometimes you got to ask God to take those scales off your eyes. Yeah. Come on. Yeah. We got to run after God. We got to seek him. So I just want to leave you guys with this. You know, trust. Lean not to your own understanding. Encourage your brothers and sisters. Tell them you love them. You know, let them know that things are going to be all right. Can you trust God during your suffering? Can you trust God in love? Can you trust God in peace? Can you trust God in every attribute in your life? Because we have the utensils to make it in this crazy, dying world. We are living in our last days, but would you be able to trust God when everything seems like you can't trust him? Don't get caught up in the perversion, what you see. Don't be like that TV box that continue to keep playing drama and soap opera in reality. The reality is we got to trust God. Encourage your brothers and sisters. Because the first thing the Lord asks you in judgment day, what have you done for me lately?
Amen, minister. Amen. Praise be to God. Oh, glory. Amen. Amen. At this time, we thank Minister Harris. Amen. For those words, amen, coming from the table of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And now at this time, we're going to turn this portion of the service over to our pastor and apostle, Temple Spencer. Good morning, Pastor.
Amen. Good morning. I think our minister Terry don't drop the mic on us. Amen. What a profound
Amen.
My God, word and question is saying to get started on the morning and look at things in a different perspective and different light.
Amen.
What a awesome word. God bless our families and friends, my God, all over the world. We thank God for each and every one of you. Like I say, it always be a blessing from the living God. Amen. God bless you all. It always a blessing. You know, Minister Tate, he was just really hitting a lot of things on the head, you know, and basically driving things forward, because it comes to a place in your life to where things is getting, you know, you could get down, you could get into this neutral place, but it got to get to the point to where you got to begin to move forward. Only people that move forward in spite of reach to a place of success and a place into completeness where God wants them at. It's only the ones that stay in neutral and begin to reverse backwards, begin to go into a place to where they will never see the purpose or the purpose be fulfilled in their life. And so many people are leaving this earth, and there's so many people are aborting assignments and aborting different things because they sabotage in their own life. And the number one thing that I found out, Pastor and Minister Elect, I found out that a lot of people allow, number one, themselves to sabotage and abort their own mission. Number two, they allow somebody else to convince them to get off the path. Many of us don't have many people to just come and share different things. I love what Paul is doing in Thessalonians, because he is giving them encouragement to keep going forward, I want everyone to catch that, to keep going forward, keep going forward. If you are not engaging into the things of the Lord, you are not going forward. If you are not engaging into the things what God done set and what God done structure in place, you are not going forward. My God, and you got to have people around you will help you to go forward. Amen. It's good when you got a company around you to tell you, say, no, your mind is in the wrong place. You got to keep going forward. No, this ain't in the wrong place. What influence you? We got to understand, saints of God, something is going to influence you in this world, regardless if it's friends, family, reality, or relatives, or church or whatever, somebody or something is going to influence you. But the question is, are you influenced for the good, or are you influenced for the bad? Are you strong enough to, when things that comes that you're not right, you could be able to have enough in your storage bin, like as Minister was saying, go and get your battery charged up to go ahead and reject what's trying to deter you from your purpose or the walk of life that God has for you. A lot of times we have so much in us as peoples of God to where we have not allowed God to release or let God to take away different things, and we have a life that is stagnated. We have a life to where everything around us is going forward, but yet we are not going forward. Amen? And we got to get to the place of saints of God that at the end of the day, I got joy. I don't got all that there. I got something good that I need to say about you. I don't got all that there, because at the end of the day, I got to stand before the Lord for myself. I cannot stand for the Lord for my brother, for my sister. That's why you got to be careful who influence you. You got to be careful who you accept as a mentor, who you accept as a preacher, who you accept as your apostle, who you accept as your bishop. You got to be careful who you accept as a leader in your life to help influence you or to motivate you, because they can be the one to poison you. You got to accept who you call friend. You got to be careful who you call friend. Be careful who you call my partner. You got to be careful who you be called my spiritual mother, spiritual father, spiritual teacher. You have to be careful, because you can get planted, or you can get something that planted inside of you that will have you sooner or later abort the different things that God has for you. Y'all hear me this morning?
morning. You got to be very careful. Listen, I don't know about you, but foolishness get up under my skin. It's just like dry dirt or dried up on your skin to where it's in it takes you. Amen? And at the end of the day, it's right this here. You got to stand for God. People, if we all look at our life personally and look at our life, and you turn around and you look at yourself and you look at your life and look where you're at, you'll realize I don't have no time to be trying to influence somebody else negative or somebody else mess. I don't have no time because I'm too busy striving towards the mark of the high calling. I'm too busy trying to get in a place of peace, joy, and happiness for myself. I'm too busy thinking about the goodness of Jesus and all that he done for me, where he done brought me, where he done took me, where we are going, what God is doing right now. I'm too busy celebrating what's going to get ready to come my way. I'm too busy, my God, rejoicing over the things that God is releasing and God is going in my life. And if you're not in that place where you could be too busy, where you're busy thinking of the goodness of Jesus, where you're busy getting ready for the things that God is releasing in your life, you are busy because God is just putting more responsibility on you because he still trusts you more. If you're not in that place, you better look around who influenced you. And maybe sometimes we might need to look in the mirror and see if we influence our own self to abort our own mission. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Say some God. Amen. Get in a place of joy. Get in a place of happiness. Don't allow nobody to sabotage that. You fight it. You fight it. Don't allow nothing to come in your life. I don't care if it's the president of the United States. I can care less who it is. If it's going to jeopardize your happiness, your peace, it's going to help you abort the mission or abort the things of God that God done ordained into your life, you need to go ahead and take a stand. We said it on Sunday. You got to be a leader of your own life. You no longer a follower. Amen. You are a leader. My God, long as an individual want to follow off the things of righteousness and follow things after Christ, I can receive that. What the man of God say, follow me as I follow Christ. Amen. I'm no longer, you no longer a follower. You're a leader. Take control of your life. Take control of your spirit. Take control of things that come around into you. If you ain't speaking blessing, you ain't speaking my language. If you ain't speaking peace, you ain't speaking my language. If you ain't speaking joy, you ain't speaking my language. If you ain't speaking happiness, you ain't speaking my language. If you ain't speaking, let's pray for somebody, you ain't speaking my language. If you ain't speaking that God make it rich and add no sorrow, you ain't speaking my language. And if you can't speak my language, it ain't no sense of us communicating because we already started off with a communication breach. We got a communication error because we ain't speaking the same language. At the end of the day, saints of God, you got to begin to clean your house. Clean your house for those that ain't speaking your language. Clean your house for those that ain't walking your direction. Clean your house. If they don't want to look in the mirror, if they don't want to get things right, clean your house and begin to bring people around you going to speak your language, going to walk with you, going to say, God, for I live and for I die. God, that you is a blessing, God. God, I will go into the gates of heaven rejoicing with a praise in my belly. I will give thanks unto you. I will bless you always. I thank God for my sister. I thank God for my brother. I thank God for what you're doing for them. That's why I can give you the praise. I can rejoice right now. I thank you, Lord, because you are the head of our life. You're not the author of confusion. You're not the spirit of poverty. You're not the spirit of lack. You are the spirit of prosperity. You are the spirit of peace. You are the spirit of joy. You are the spirit of happiness. And if anything else come around me that can't forgive and got envy, I got to clean my house. saints of God, you got to clean your house, because God's going to get ready to release in this season. And at the end of the day, it's either you in place or out of place. And if you're not in place, God ain't going to release it. If you're still in place and cannot move on, God going to remove you and put somebody else. You got to believe that God is not my God. I feel the Holy Ghost. You rejoice and don't allow nobody to influence. Be the leader of your life. Be the leader of your life. Take control. Take control. Paul was telling them, Thessalonians, take control. Take control. This is your life. Rejoice. And at the end of the day, sometimes you could probably start out with 30 or 40, but you might make it to the finish line with one or two.
Amen.
Be determined in this season, in this day and hour. Be determined. You're going to get what God, you're going to get at what God wants me. I'm going to get in my peace. I'm going to get in my joy. I'm going to get in my happiness. I'm going to stay in my blessed place. My prayer life ain't going down. I'm going to continue to be faithful. I'm going to continue to work with God. I'm going to stay in my place. And I'm not going to allow nothing that is not speaking the same language that I'm speaking to deter me or to walk me away. Because at the end of the day, it's me alone standing in my house when I got the, when my body rocking with pain. It's me alone standing in my house when I'm faced with bills. It's me alone standing in my house when we got to go ahead and find something to eat. It's me alone standing in my house when I need a courage and word, when I need somebody to pour something on me. It's me alone standing in my house with tears shed, blood shed, and got to go through different persecution, different things. It's me alone. For therefore, what the word of God says, I shall rejoice in the Lord always. God bless each and every one of you. Amen.
Amen. We thank God, for our apostle coming on. Praise God. And responding. But just know, you got to stand for yourself. Stand for yourself that you make it in into God's pearly gates on today. Just one quick announcement. Praise God. Before we move on, our Holy Land tour. Don't forget, payment coming up on the 20th of May, deadline, 20th of May. Funds are due. And if you're coming up a little short, get with one of those leaders that are having a fundraiser going on. That we go down to the Holy Land in Orlando, Florida, and be blessed of the Lord. On today, let your worship, be for the Lord God on today. So tell somebody that God loves them and you do too. And until we meet again tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. and then at 7 p.m., praise God, you have a God blessed day in the Lord. God bless you.
Hey, I faced much worse, and I find I glory in the power of the Lord.
More reason.
And in every bit, let it be said of me that my source of strength and my source of